Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
It's unclear when the search for an elderly German tourist who went missing while hiking in northern KZN will resume. Elaine McSorley was last seen a week ago after going for a walk with her husband to the Mkuze Dam. It's understood the 81-year-old man left her on the trail and went back to the hotel they were staying in. The search for the 71-year-old woman was called off yesterday. Samantha Merrick is from IPSS Medical Rescue, who've been called in to assist.
Once an extensive physical search has been conducted, it's very difficult and time-consuming to continue the search without any further information. That's why we work so closely with, SAPS, detectives and investigators, is that they then go in and they do the investigating, they follow up on leads, and they are then able to help us narrow down a search area so we can go back in and research an area or perhaps search a new area with dogs and people and drones.
Officials had this week found a map McSorley had been using during the hike not far from the hotel.
Our kind of gut feeling is that she's not there, but we also have to work on the principle that someone knows something, so we really do hope someone in the community comes forward. It's a small community, it's a close-knit community, it's a busy farm, there's a lot of people around. Someone had to have seen or they've heard something. I mean, we really do hope they come forward so we can, bring closure to this case.
eThekwini Municipality is urging residents to be vigilant with a yellow level 4 warning in place for damaging winds. The alert affects the coast between Port Edward and Cape Vidal as well as the adjacent interior of KZN. Forecasters are predicting winds of up to 80 kilometres an hour. They're expected to cause significant sand buildup and may result in rough seas, high waves and damage to infrastructure and settlements. eThekwini says emergency services are on high alert and have been mobilised to respond to any incidents. And abroad, lawyers representing Sean Diddy Combs are vowing to appeal his 50-month sentence for prostitution-related offences. The defence had been seeking a 14-month jail term after he was convicted of transporting people across state lines for sexual encounters. Prosecutors wanted the disgraced hip-hop mogul to spend 11 years behind bars. Mark Agnifilio, who represented the rapper in court, has claimed the judge's sentence was unconstitutional.
There was no sex trafficking, there was no racketeering, everything was consensual, everything was adult, which is why he was convicted only of the prostitution offense. What we feel happened today was that the judge acted as a 13th juror,
yes,
one that we did not choose.
And back home, there's a yellow level 4 alert in place for damaging winds. It affects the entire coast between Port Edward and Cape Vidal, as well as the adjacent interior of KZN. Otherwise, Durban and Richards Bay reach a high of 23 degrees today. Pietermaritzburg and Margate 24, Ladysmith 26, Newcastle, Kokstad and the Berg 25, Mooiriver 22 and Ulundi 20. Morning swells are reaching 2.5 meters at the Durban beach, with sunset at 1:01. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
How's that sentence, though? Like, come on. We've been watching this Diddy thing for months and months now, and what does that add up to in years? It's like 4 years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think at the start of all of this, the chats were, you guys, you've never seen Diddy again. You guys, Diddy's going in for life, 20 years, 15 years, and now it's 4 years.
Cheeky.
He'll probably be out early on, good behavior. Guys, he literally started a label called Bad Boy. So if they let him out for good behavior, the streets will not forget, eh? The one thing they cannot let Diddy out for is good behavior. That's the original Bad Boy. Guys, anyway, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Catch you again at 8. Let's head into the second hour. I said I've got a hero. That hero's name is Ash. Ash, if you're listening, 8 rand. 8 rand was never so important in my life.